This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Hope 1032, Hope Nights with Graham. Time for our weekly catch-up and chat about all things sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. And Mel, as we say hello to you, first up, you must be super happy. We were talking about this last week. Your EPL side, you support Manchester United back in the European Champions League. And it all came down to their last game over the weekend against Leicester, which Man U won 2-0.
Yeah, that's right. Well, for Leicester, they've sat in the top four for most of the season, but they've kind of had a bit of a dip, I guess, post, you know, when they've had the break and everything for COVID. And for United, they just, things have really clicked and sort of come together. And when it was a late night, and when it happened, I just tweeted it in a bit of excitement. And it was funny, the people that kind of gave some feedback basically laughing at me going, oh, Man United fans now celebrating third. And it's a fair point, but it's been a long road and there's been so much happen. And, you know, things have not been great at that club for so many years. And, you know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came in and then they locked him in long term, and that caused a little bit of controversy, but it's just been building since we saw them in Australia in Perth for the pre-season, and it was a bit of an unknown, but he's done some great things, and some players like Paul Pogba that we thought might go, they've all just clicked at the moment. So yeah, it's good times and great to see him back in Europe, and I'm so excited that the season starts on September 12th, so we don't have to wait too long.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround. And is this the first time Man U's back in the Champions League, what, for a number of years?
It's been a couple of years, and they did win the Europa League through under Jose Mourinho, and they're still in the Europa League now. But yeah, it's very important that a club that big just gets back to where many believe that they belong, and you want to get that aura back, and they're building and building. So fingers crossed. But whether they challenge, there's, you know, some big clubs around at the moment, and the rest of the Champions League is going to wrap up for this season in just I think it's a week's time. It all gets started. So, it's exciting times, Graham.
There's a lot of sport, Mel. And obviously, financially, for a club to get into the Champions League across Europe, it's worth a lot of money to them as well.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about this and did a story on it in the newsroom here a couple of days ago when it all happened, because for that last game, obviously, they all play at the same time, and 6 of the 10 fixtures had something riding on it. There was Chelsea, Leicester and Man United vying for the final two Champions League berths, which is obviously lucrative financially. And in terms of down the bottom, there was a few heart attacks down the bottom with people trying to stay up, because it's pretty much, it's a minimum $300 million, loss to go back down to the Championship, and then vice versa, if you like Leeds United, who are coming back up again after all these years. So, yeah, there's ridiculous money riding on it.
A lot of money. We are talking sport for a Wednesday night with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. And Mel, as we move to a different form of football, that in rugby league, and a lot of talk this week around the NRL about the age a footballer can make their debut. Now, currently it's 18, but the NRL, they've been asked to lower it to 17. That's for promising young player Joseph Suaalii, who from reports is about to sign with the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah, that's right. And Peter Vallandis, the commission chairman, he's shown he's not afraid to be up for a battle or to maybe change rules or make changes in general just to, well, I guess, improve the games. We've seen the six to go rule brought in, and people were really excited about that. Well, it did divide opinion, but I know a lot of people liked it, at least initially. But they're talking about a couple of things. There's Sonny Bill Williams coming back from the Toronto Wolfpack and then playing for the Roosters, and Wade Graham, the Sharks captain, has sort of flagged a couple of things about the can of worms that may be opening, because effectively he'll have two contracts, and Peter Vallandis has said he's prepared to look into, well, that they're going to make that happen. But with Joseph Suaalii, Rugby Union have really showed their interest with him as well, because he is a real rising star, a bit of a prodigy. He's played the code and everything. And so Wade Graham again has weighed in and said he played at a young age as well, but it wasn't good for his body because his body hadn't matured yet. And we know how brutal the game can be. And it's a fair call. He's not the only one that's made that comment, but there is a point where you need to worry about the safety of the young man and whether he'll be up for it. But as they say, some of the bodies have been more advanced by that young age, but it is very young. And so we haven't heard the end of that discussion yet.
And as we wrap up our chat with you tonight, Mel, we talked about this last week. I'm calling it the AFL's Festival of Football. 33 matches, 20 days starting tonight. The Bulldogs taking on the Richmond Tigers. A lot of football already at my place. We printed off all the games. My son and I highlighted when our team, the Bombers, are playing. But if you love your sport and you love your football, there's a lot of it.
Yeah, which, as you say, we spoke about this last week, everyone's a winner, I think. Every sports fan, there's something to watch, you know, pretty much every night. And as you say, a lot of those games coming out of Queensland. There's obviously the Perth hub as well. I think the Sydney Derby, the Sydney Derby is set to be played in the Perth hub at the moment, as it stands. I keep saying that because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but that'll be an interesting one. And I know certain clubs are finding it really strange with, you know, minus their traditional fan base and things like that. But, you know, it's all just to keep the footy going. And, yeah, the fans are the winners, aren't they? Well, on your couch anyway.
And as we wrap up our chat with you tonight, Mel, another sport that is returning this weekend and also basing itself up in Queensland, and that's the return of Super Netball.
And the players themselves are saying they're just going to wait and see how things are going because, you know, obviously the COVID restrictions are dominating things. But 60 games are condensing into 12 rounds. There's a lot of concerns about injuries, potential injuries to players. They're increasing the amount of players you can have from 10 to 12. Certain rules that they were going to bring in, some they're keeping, but some they're waiting till next year, till things calm down. They were going to bring in this extra time period that's postponed as well. And basically that's out of Queensland. And so everyone's kind of going up and the interstate teams are going to be based on the Sunshine Coast for up to, I think, 14 weeks maximum, they're saying. So that's another one where, you know, it's great to have the netball back. And I know, obviously, the ladies, they can't wait to get back on the court. Yeah, and hopefully all goes well.
Mel McLaughlin, 7 News, as always, great to catch up. Enjoy all the footy, all the sport. There's a lot of it over the next 7 days. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday here on Hope 103.2.
Sounds good. Thanks, Graham.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.